It's Paul Hogan. No, that is, it's Paul Hogan.
Right.
Crocodile Man Steve Irwin, pretty much forgotten. 19th of December, 2006. This is Reverend Zemulator for Unnews. Cucamonga, Australia. Only a few months after his untimely death in an airplane crash or something, Steve Irwin, that crocodile guy, is now almost completely forgotten by the general republic. Newspaper display ad rep Barry Walsh said, quote, "Oh yeah, that guy. Wasn't he the one engaged to the other Australian chick? What's her name? No, not Michelle Pfeiffer. She's not Australian, is she? The one with cancer." Unquote. At one point in his life, Irwin was Australia's primary ambassador of goodwill and one of the most recognizable faces on American television. He appeared on a variety of television shows and starred in a couple of movies like The Road Warrior and Crocodile Guy Down Under, which we're pretty sure was directed by that same guy who did the Lord of the Rings thing before he got all famous. Melanie Peterson, an avid fan who once dressed as Irwin at a Halloween party, said, quote, "I remember thinking to myself that it was sad that such a young guy with a couple of kids had to die. Oh, he only had one kid? Really? Are you sure?" Unquote. Irwin's grave is now lost, overgrown with kudzu and thorny wild raspberry vines. The name on the simple tombstone is nearly worn off as the inevitable chaos of the years patiently grinds away at all our lives and memories. And when we too fall, never again to rise, so shall we be briefly remembered, then quickly forgotten. The galaxy will continue its slow spiral into the infinite blackness, and all that we ever were will be a few bits of energy, nudged by the light of a distant star, or vanishing into virtual quantum nothingness. This has been virtually Reverend Zim for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.